From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation says it is recommending no criminal charges be brought against Hillary Clinton for her use of a private email server while she was Secretary of State. FBI Director James Comey sharply condemned Clinton and her colleagues at the State Department for what he said was their extremely careless handling of classified material. But he said FBI investigators could not find evidence that she clearly willfully sought to violate U.S. laws.
All the cases prosecuted involved some combination of clearly intentional and willful mishandling of classified information or vast quantities of information exposed in such a way as to support an inference of intentional misconduct or indications of disloyalty to the United States or efforts to obstruct justice. We do not see those things here.
James Comey. Iraq's interior minister has offered to resign. Mohammed Ghaban Tuesday handed over authority to his deputy until the offer is considered by Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi. The minister has been the target of public anger since Sunday when a suicide bombing killed 175 people. A UN official warns against revenge attacks following the suicide bombing in Baghdad. Lisa Schlein reports.
UN Human Rights High Commissioner Zayed Raad al-Hussein deplores the loss of innocent lives and condemns what he calls this latest horrendous atrocity by Islamic State militants. He is also calling on the Iraqi government to rein in uncontrolled militia who are continuing to take revenge on civilians fleeing towns recaptured from IS. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
This is VOA News. President Barack Obama joined presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton on the campaign trail Tuesday, telling a crowd in Charlotte, North Carolina, that he has personally seen her perform well in public office.
I saw how she treated everybody with respect, even the folks who aren't, quote unquote, important. That's how you judge somebody. Is how do they treat somebody when the cameras are off and they can't do anything for you? Do you still treat them right? Do you still treat them with respect? Do you still listen to them? Are you still fighting for them?
The president praised Clinton's record as his Secretary of State, saying she did a great job as the top U.S. diplomat. He also praised her long advocacy for government-provided health care and for championing policies that he said helps American families. The unmanned Juno spacecraft completed its engine burn Monday and began orbiting Jupiter. The spacecraft is beginning a 20-month mission mapping the planet. Scott Bolton is with the Southwest Research Institute.
We will turn the science instruments on in about a couple days, and we will start gathering data, and we get our first up-and-close personal look at Jupiter with all our eyes and ears open at the end of August, because our first orbit is 53 days.
Scientists and engineers at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California, heaved a sigh of relief when the orbit was achieved. Juno will be exposed to intense radiation as it orbits Jupiter. Italian authorities detained a vagrant Tuesday on suspicion of murdering a university student from Wisconsin. Police issued a statement identifying the suspect of Massimo Galeotto, a 40-year-old from Rome. The body of 19-year-old Bo Solomon was found in the Tiber River on Monday, 3 days after he went missing. Solomon was last seen leaving a pub in Rome early Friday. Solomon was participating in a student exchange program at an Italian university. A French parliamentary inquiry into last year's terrorist attacks in Paris is calling for the creation of a single national anti-terrorism agency. The suggested overhaul of the nation's intelligence services is just one of more than three dozen recommendations made by the commission in a report released Tuesday. A suspected member of the Al-Shabaab militant group lobbed a hand grenade into a market in Mogadishu Tuesday. Witnesses say 9 civilians were wounded by the blast. Nigerian soldiers thwarted suicide attacks Tuesday by 2 women from the Boko Haram group. The soldiers shot and killed the women before they were able to detonate their explosives. A military spokesman says the planned attacks targeted displaced people who had fled their homes because of fighting. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.